Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for First Busey Corporation, ticker BUS, a financial holding company that's been making some interesting moves in the banking sector. If you're not familiar with First Busey, let me give you the quick rundown. They're a regional player in the financial services space, primarily operating in the Midwest, with a focus on community banking, wealth management, and payment technology solutions. Headquartered in the U.S., they've built a solid presence in their niche within the broader financial sector. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, looking at their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all through the lens of a long-term investor like yourself. So grab a coffee, let's break this down, and see if First Busey deserves a spot in your portfolio. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT, let's touch on some recent headlines and performance trends to set the stage. From the news front, First Busey has been in the spotlight for strategic moves like expanding their digital banking capabilities and focusing on customer-centric innovations. There's also chatter about their efforts to strengthen their balance sheet amidst a challenging interest rate environment, which is something every investor in the financial space is keeping an eye on. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some mixed results recently. Over the past few months, it's been navigating volatility with short-term dips but a steadier trajectory when you zoom out to the one-year and five-year performance metrics compared to the broader financial sector. The industry itself has faced headwinds, but First Busey seems to be holding its ground. Let's unpack this further as we dive into the SWOT analysis and see what's driving these trends and what could shape the future. Strengths: solid regional presence. First Busey has carved out a strong foothold in the Midwest, focusing on community banking. This localized approach builds trust and customer loyalty, which is a big plus in an industry where relationships matter. For long-term investors, this stability in their core markets can be a reliable anchor. Diversified revenue streams. Looking at their revenue segments, they're not just a one-trick pony. Beyond traditional banking, they've got income from wealth management and payment solutions. This diversification helps buffer against downturns in any single area, especially in a volatile rate environment. Healthy profit margins. Their gross and net profit margins are competitive within the industry. This tells me they're managing costs well and extracting value from their operations, which is critical for sustaining dividends and reinvesting in growth, key for us long-term folks. Positive cash flow. Digging into their cash flow statements, First Busey is generating consistent operating cash flow and free cash flow. This liquidity gives them flexibility to pay down debt, fund dividends, or invest in growth initiatives without stretching themselves thin. Weaknesses. Debt levels a concern. Let's not sugarcoat this. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest metrics. While they're managing it for now, a significant uptick in interest rates could squeeze their margins and make debt servicing a heavier burden. As long-term investors, we need to watch this closely. Limited geographic reach. While their regional focus is a strength, it's also a double-edged sword. They're heavily tied to the economic health of the Midwest. Any localized downturns could hit them harder than a more geographically diversified competitor. Short-term performance volatility. Recent performance data shows some choppiness in the short term, with weaker returns over the past month and quarter compared to longer horizons. While we're in it for the long haul, these fluctuations could signal underlying operational or market challenges that might spook some investors. Opportunities. Digital banking push. Recent news highlights First Busey's investment in digital platforms and payment tech. If they can execute well here, they could capture a younger demographic and streamline operations, potentially boosting margins. For us, this is a growth avenue worth monitoring over the next few years. Interest rate environment. With the financial sector sensitive to rate changes, any stabilization or favorable shifts in monetary policy could be a tailwind for First Busey. Higher rates, if managed well, could widen their net interest margins, a key driver of profitability in banking. M&A potential. The banking sector often sees consolidation, and First Busey could either acquire smaller players to expand their footprint or become an attractive target themselves. Their recent earnings call transcripts suggest management is open to strategic partnerships, which could unlock value for shareholders. Undervalued metrics. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's sitting at a reasonable level compared to industry averages. This suggests the stock might be undervalued relative to future earnings potential, offering a buying opportunity for patient investors like us who can ride out short-term noise. Threats. Economic slowdown risks. If the broader economy takes a hit, especially in the Midwest, First Buzzy could see reduced loan demand and higher default rates. Their balance sheet shows a decent current ratio, but a prolonged downturn could test their resilience. Competitive pressure. The financial sector is crowded, with big national banks and fintech disruptors eating into market share. First Buzzy's regional focus might struggle against competitors with deeper pockets or more innovative tech offerings. Regulatory headwinds. Banking is a heavily regulated space, and any tightening of rules around capital requirements or lending practices could weigh on profitability. Recent earnings call summaries hint at management's concern over evolving compliance costs, which could impact future growth. Interest rate uncertainty. While rate hikes could be an opportunity, the flip side is just as real. If rates rise too fast or fall unexpectedly, it could disrupt their net interest income. Given their debt levels, this is a threat we can't ignore as long-term holders. Now, let's tie this all together with a few insights. First, Buzzy's story is one of balance. They've got a strong foundation in their regional markets and diversified income streams, which I like for stability. But the debt levels and limited geographic scope are red flags that could cap their upside if not addressed. On the flip side, their push into digital banking and reasonable valuation metrics make me think there's untapped potential here, especially if they play their cards right with strategic growth moves. From the earnings call transcripts, it's clear management is aware of the challenges like regulatory pressures and rate uncertainty, but they're also optimistic about tech-driven efficiencies. For me, that's a mixed signal. Cautious optimism is the name of the game. As we wrap up, let's look at the big picture for First Buzzy Corporation from a long-term investment perspective. This isn't a high-flying growth stock, but it could be a steady compounder for patient investors who value stability and dividends in the financial space. The opportunities in digital expansion and potential undervaluation are compelling, but the risks tied to debt and economic sensitivity mean you've got to keep a close eye on macroeconomic trends. My take? First Buzzy is worth considering for a diversified portfolio, but I'd wait for a dip to build a position given the short-term volatility we've seen. Stay tuned for more deep dives like this, and don't forget to check out MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, you can find the bullet point SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see First Buzzy as a hidden gem or a pass? Let's keep the conversation going.